December 27th, the holy proto-martyr Stephen the Archdeacon. Stephen was a kinsman of the Apostle Paul and one of those Jews who lived in the Hellenic provinces. Stephen was the first of the seven deacons whom the holy apostles ordained and appointed to the service of assisting the poor in Jerusalem. For this he is called the Archdeacon. By the power of his faith, Stephen worked great miracles among the people. The wicked Jews disputed with him, but they were always defeated by his wisdom and the power of the Spirit, who acted through him. Then the shameful Jews, accustomed to calumnies and slander, incited the people and the elders of the people against the innocent Stephen, slandering him as though he had blasphemed against God and against Moses. False witnesses were quickly found who confirmed this. Stephen then stood before the people, and all saw his face as if it had been the face of an angel, Acts chapter 6, verse 15. That is, his face was illumined with the light of grace, as was once the face of Moses when he spoke with God. Stephen opened his mouth and enumerated the many good works and miracles that God had performed in the past for the people of Israel, as well as the many crimes and opposition to God on the part of this people. He especially rebuked them for the killing of Christ the Lord, calling them betrayers and murderers, Acts chapter 7, verse 52. And while they gnashed their teeth, Stephen beheld and saw the heavens open in the glory of God. That which he saw he declared to the Jews, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God," Acts chapter 7, verse 56. Then the malicious men took him outside the city and stoned him to death. Among his persecutors was his kinsman Saul, later the Apostle Paul. At that time, the Most Holy Theotokos, standing on a rock at a distance with St. John the Theologian, witnessed the martyrdom of this first martyr for the truth of her Son and God, and she prayed to God for Stephen. This occurred 1 year after the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. Gamaliel, a prince of the Jews and a secret Christian, clandestinely took St. Stephen's body and buried it on his own estate. Thus, this first among the Christian martyrs gloriously reposed and took up his habitation in the kingdom of Christ God. The venerable martyrs Theodore and Theophanes the Branded. Theodore and Theophanes were blood brothers, born in Palestine and well educated in both secular and spiritual wisdom. They were monks in the community of St. Sava the Sanctified, and later were ordained presbyters. They suffered harshly for their defense of icons under three emperors, Leo the Armenian, Michael Balbus, and Theophilus. The demented Theophilus beat them with his own hands and ordered that they be branded with iron on their faces with derisive verses, for which they were called the Branded. They were cast into prison in the town of Apamea in Bithynia. Theodore died there from his pains and wounds. Theophanes, freed at the time of the emperors Theodore and Michael, was consecrated metropolitan of Nicaea by Patriarch Methodius. Saint Theodore died in the year 833. These two wonderful brothers suffered for Christ and received a wonderful reward from him in the immortal kingdom of light. Hymn of Praise. The Holy Proto-Martyr Stephen, the Archdeacon. Upon Stephen, illumined by the Spirit, the Jewish murderers rushed. Bloody Stephen knelt, and in a loud voice cried out to God, "O Lord, who from the cross forgave the greatest sin to ever shake the earth, the greatest sin that heaven ever beheld, thou forgavest thy murderers. Now, O most gracious one, forgive mine also. This crime, what is it compared to that one? And I, what am I compared to my Lord?" Saying this, he gave his spirit to God. The angry elders, ugly cowards, dispersed after they killed him. Then from heaven angels flew down Around the body of the proto-martyr, they chanted a hymn in chorus to him, and carried his paradisal soul to paradise. Reflection. A story of the divine Christ child. Both great prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah prophesied that the Lord would come to Egypt and that his presence would shake the pagan temples and destroy the idols. Isaiah wrote, "Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence." Isaiah chapter 19, verse 1. Jeremiah 43:12-13. When the divine refugees came to the city of Hermopolis, Cairo, they approached a pagan temple, and all the idols in that temple suddenly fell down and were shattered. Saint Palladius writes of this in his Lusiac history. "We saw the pagan temple there, in which all the carved idols fell to the ground at the coming of the Savior. In a certain place called Sirin, there were 365 idols. When the Most Holy Virgin entered that temple with the Divine Child in her arms, all these idols fell down and were shattered. All the idols throughout Egypt fell in the same manner. The holy prophet Jeremiah, living in Egypt in old age, had prophesied to the pagan priests of Egypt that all the idols would fall and all the graven images would be destroyed at the time when a virgin mother with a child born in a manger would come to Egypt. The pagan priests remembered well this prophecy. In accordance with it, they carved out a representation of a virgin as she lay on a bed, and next to her in a manger, her young child wrapped in swaddling clothes. And they venerated this representation. King Ptolemy asked the pagan priests what this representation meant, and they replied that it was a mystery, foretold by a prophet to their fathers, and that they were awaiting the fulfillment of this mystery. And indeed, this mystery was fulfilled, and revealed not only in Egypt, but also in the entire world. Contemplation. Contemplate the wisdom of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, how she spoke wisely with the angel of God, Luke chapter 1, verse 28-38, how she pondered in her heart all that had happened at the birth of the Lord Jesus, and all that was said of him, how at Cana she wisely told the servants to do whatever he told them. Homily. On the Most Holy Virgin, the Theotokos. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Luke chapter 1, verse 46. Brethren, we have in total only a few words spoken by the Most Holy Theotokos recorded in the Gospels. All of her words pertain to the magnification of God. She was silent before men, but her soul conversed unceasingly with God. Every day and every hour, she found a new reason and incentive to magnify God. If only we were able to know and to record all her magnifications of God throughout her whole life, oh, how many books would it take! But even by this one magnification, which she spoke before her kinswoman, Elizabeth, the mother of the great prophet and forerunner, John, every Christian can evaluate what a fragrant and God-pleasing flower was her most holy soul. This is but one wonderful canticle of the soul of the Theotokos, which has come down to us through the Gospel. However, such canticles were without number in the course of the life of the Most Blessed One. Even before she heard the Gospel from the lips of her Son, she knew how to speak with God and to glorify Him in accordance with the teaching of the Gospel. This knowledge came to her from the Holy Spirit of God, whose grace constantly poured into her like clear water into a pure vessel. Her soul magnified God with canticles throughout her whole life, and therefore God magnified her above the cherubim and the seraphim. Likewise, small and sinful as we are, the same Lord will magnify in His kingdom us who magnify her. If we exert ourselves to fill this brief life with the magnification of God in our deeds, words, thoughts, and prayers. O most holy, most pure, and most blessed Theotokos, cover us with the wings of thy prayers. To thee and thy Son and our Lord be glory and praise forever. Amen.